But the revolutionaries also knew that before such faith could be attached to the state, they had to exterminate every trace of deceitful Christianity. So they embarked on a sweeping campaign to dethrone Christianity. They replaced venerated holidays with pagan, nationalistic celebrations. The Cathedral of Notre Dame was renamed a Temple of Reason. Hundreds of pagan-themed festivals were launched across the country celebrating such abstractions as reason, nation, and brotherhood. Mussolini's Italy, in turn, aped this strategy. The Italian fascists held pageants and performed elaborate pagan rites in order to convince the masses and the world that fascism is a religion, as Mussolini often declared. Two religions are today contending for sway over the world, the black and the red, Mussolini would write in 1919. We declare ourselves the heretics. In 1920, he explained, we worked with alacrity to give Italians a religious concept of the nation, to lay the foundations of Italian greatness. The religious notion of Italianism should become the impulse and fundamental direction of our lives. Of course, Italy faced a special challenge in that the nation's capital also contained the capital of the worldwide Catholic Church. As such, the battle between secular religion and traditional religion became muddied by parochial power politics and the uniqueness of Italian culture. Germany had no such handicap, as we will see. The Catholic Church understood what Mussolini was up to. In its 1931 encyclical, Non Abbiamo Bisogno, the Vatican accused the fascists of statolatry and denounced their effort to monopolize completely the young from their tenderest years up to manhood and womanhood for the exclusive advantage of a party and of a regime based on an ideology which clearly resolves itself into a real pagan worship of the state. The idea of priests and leaders representing the spirit or general will of the people is modern to the extent that it dethrones traditional religion. But the impulse to endow certain classes of people or individual rulers with religious authority is very ancient and may even be hardwired into human nature. Louis XIV's probably fictional declaration, L'État c'est moi, summarized the idea that the ruler and the state were one. The revolutionary's accomplishment was to preserve this doctrine while displacing the source of legitimacy from God to the people, the nation, or simply to the idea of progress. Napoleon, the revolutionary general, seized control of France with just such a writ. He was a secular dictator committed to furthering the revolutionary liberation of the peoples of Europe. His victories against the Austro-Hungarian Empire prompted the captive nations of the Habsburgs to greet him as the great liberator.